Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking to the EU's special envoy for sanctions against Russia, and we'll be looking at data centres and FDI and all the markets as usual. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Bloomberg reports that Microsoft risks a hefty EU fine after regulators accuse the company of abusing its market power by bundling the Teams video conferencing app with its other business software. The European Commission said it fired off a so-called statement of objections, alleging that Microsoft's practice of tying Teams to Office 365 and Microsoft 365 packages fell foul of the bloc's competition rules. The EU regulator said that since at least 2019, Microsoft's behaviour protected its dominance on the market and gave Teams an advantage over rivals. This unfair advantage has also boosted by limited interoperability between Teams and competing software. And we'll discuss this a little bit more with Catherine Hannan a bit later in the programme. The Irish Independent reports that a project by Uisce Éireann to utilise the River Shannon to supply water for half of the population has received cabinet approval. The water supply project for the Eastern and Midlands region is one of the largest infrastructure projects to date and will provide sustainable water supplies for the next 30 years. The project will create a water spine across the country to towns and regions from Tipperary to Dublin and Carlow to Drogheda by piping water from the River Shannon to a reservoir in Dublin. Uisce Éireann has confirmed to the AgriLand website that 500 landowners will be impacted by a proposed 170-kilometre pipeline. Kevin O'Sullivan in the Irish Times reports that dozens of Irish wind farms may be forced to shut down before 2030 unless urgent changes are made to the planning system, according to Wind Energy Ireland. As many as 76 wind farms with an installed capacity of 854 megawatts reach the end of their planning permission by decade end. If they cannot extend their planning permission or be repowered, then they will be decommissioned, a report by the planning environment consultancy MKO says. This means that more carbon emissions, higher electricity prices, even greater dependence on imported fossil fuels and increased risk on our energy security, it concludes. This would result in the loss of approximately 20% of the state's installed wind energy capacity, making the government's climate change targets essentially unachievable, according to the report.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.